Good morning. It's Saturday, August 29th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a major oil agreement between the United States and Venezuela could reshape the country's energy industry. President Donald Trump says Washington has reached a deal to control more than 65 billion barrels of Venezuela's proven oil reserves. Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, said the agreement involves developing 17 strategic oil fields, with more than $100 billion in investment and over $209 billion in taxes for the Venezuelan state. A U.S. official said Washington will retain 55% control of a joint venture with a private operator under a reported 100-year concession. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called it a major win for both countries. However, the full agreement has not been released, and its legal and constitutional status remains unclear. Another news. Thousands of Americans gathered in Washington on Friday to defend voting rights and civil liberties. The March on Washington 2026, Defend the Vote, brought several thousand people to the National Mall, echoing the civil rights movement led by Martin Luther King Jr. Organizers warned that voting rights and other protections are facing renewed pressure. The demonstration follows a Supreme Court decision weakening a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, which has triggered redistricting battles across the southern United States ahead of November's midterm elections. Speakers included Senator Bernie Sanders, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Civil rights leaders said the fight for equality remains unfinished, with organizers calling for stronger action to protect the foundations of American democracy. Around the world, Iran says diplomacy with Washington remains possible, but only if the United States ends its campaign of economic pressure. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said on Friday that restarting negotiations depends on Washington recognizing that pressure doesn't work and taking steps to rebuild trust. The comments come 6 months into the conflict between Iran, the United States, and Israel. Pakistan and Qatar are among the countries attempting to revive negotiations after an earlier ceasefire and memorandum of understanding collapsed. The Strait of Hormuz remains a major sticking point, with Iran demanding an end to the U.S. naval counterblockade and sanctions. Washington has meanwhile announced additional sanctions targeting Iranian financial networks. China has also renewed its call for negotiations, saying diplomacy is the only viable route forward. Another news. Violence continues in Gaza, despite international calls to advance a peace plan. Palestinian authorities say Israeli strikes killed 5 people in Gaza on Friday. 3 members of the same family were killed in Al-Qarara, east of Khan Yunis, according to Nasser Hospital. 2 additional deaths were later reported, including one in a drone strike near Gaza City. Israel also carried out a rare airstrike in the occupied West Bank, targeting a vehicle near Jenin. The Israeli military said it targeted Hamas fighters, while Hamas confirmed the death of one man and Islamic Jihad identified him as a senior operative. The Palestine Red Crescent said Israeli troops briefly detained medics at the scene. The latest attacks underscore the fragility of efforts to secure a lasting peace. Another news. A devastating flash flood in the Himalayas has left hundreds dead and thousands missing as search operations enter their fourth day. Nepal's police say the death toll has risen to 616, while at least 7 people have died in Tibet. Nepal's disaster relief agency says another 1,924 people are missing, including at least 517 foreign nationals. Authorities are still reporting different figures as rescue teams struggle to reach affected areas. Local officials told the BBC that a collapsed glacier triggered the enormous flood wave, sending water and debris through communities and destroying homes, roads, and a key Nepal-Tibet border crossing. Families continue to search for missing relatives as emergency teams work through devastated areas. The scale of the disaster is still emerging, with rescue and recovery efforts ongoing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.